This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Golding is criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States. Anybody who would run.
You have to love that slip up over the weekend. Joe Biden, come on, Joe, say it so. You know you're running. It's just a matter of making it official. Boy, lots of Democrats have thrown their name into the proverbial lion's den, I'm going to call it, for this upcoming election in 2020. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we kick off the week and continue to roll down that road, what is the tsunami that's emanating out of Washington that affects you and me? Who better to talk about that than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, with Talk Media News. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
You worked with Joe Biden. I think he's kind of a lovable guy because, look, he's got friends that are Republicans. He really does. He has friends that are, of course, Democrats. And he does have that tendency, though, to put his foot in his mouth. Was that one of those errant slips or was that intentional? What do you think?
I think it was a slip, but Uncle Joe, as we lovingly call him, and I did work with then-Senator Biden and his staff, and they're amazing in foreign affairs, you know, likable guy, gregarious, bit of a character, you know, if he says some things here and there, but no, I think it was a slip. I believe he's going to get in. I think he was going to get in that last time, but the unfortunate passing of his son, you know, was just a devastation for the family, and that just, you know, meant he couldn't run last time. But I think last time he may have actually thought about running.
His chances of winning, what do you think?
Well, now, this is interesting. I mean, Kate, you've been at this a long time, and I have. I thought the last election that I had seen it all. I don't think we've seen it all yet. I think there's more to come. And the Democratic primary, because there's not really going to be a Republican primary, but the Democratic primary is going to be actually amazing. A lot of intrigue, a lot of catch-all. Now, when, you know, Joe Biden says he's the most progressive, that's actually not correct, because there's no question that Bernie Sanders, you know, and Elizabeth Warren are very progressive. But Joe Biden is not, you know, way to the right. I think he's moderate on some issues and progressive on others. But as far as the chances, I mean, right now, I think you've got Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are at the top of the food chain here. Beto did his well, he took 10 days to decide whether he's going to run. Then he did his apology tour. I'm sorry, announcement tours for the presidential. I meant to slip up like that, apology tour. that was intentional there.
I like so, it, but I'm pumped. That was perfect.
Biden's in the race, you know.
Yeah, he's in the race, absolutely. And then the big story, really, the last couple of days, is we wanted to keep it focused on Washington, not that horrific thing that happened in New Zealand, which I'll ask you about in a second. But Donald Trump tweeted 50 times over the weekend. That's not a surprise because he does tweet all the time. I mean, he is the Twitter president. There's no question about it. Somebody said to me today, it might have even been the Hubs, he said, you know, when they do the presidential library for Donald Trump, there's got to be a whole wing for Twitter because you'd have all the tweets. I can already think of what I would do.
and knowing President Trump, you're going to have to climb over a ladder on a wall to get into the library.
Oh, that's good. Yep, right over the wall. So one of the tweets said, spreading the fake and totally discredited dossier is unfortunately a very dark stain against John McCain. Ken Starr, former independent counsel, he had far worse stains than this, including thumbs down on repeal and replace after years of campaigning to repeal and replace, because Ken Starr said something, he jumped into the fray as well. And so this started this whole thing about John McCain. And Meghan McCain, his daughter, of course, immediately jumps in. She says, "No one will ever love you the way they love my father. I wish," she tweeted this, "I wish I had been given more Saturdays with him. Maybe spend yours with your family instead of on Twitter obsessing over mine."
Well, I think, you know, Kenstar made some very strong statements, you know, about John McCain. And I think the president should have just left it at that and let Kenstar make the statements and let Kenstar have the controversy. You know, I wrote a chapter on Senator McCain, late Senator McCain, called The Good Senator. And it's not a flattering chapter that I wrote. He and I had some extreme differences and some extreme dislikes, although there were some things I appreciated. But, you know, he's passed, and I just, you know, you can't have a lot of bitterness there. And you know, I wouldn't think of actually disparaging, you know, him at this point in time. Now, I know at a different level, you know, President Trump had McCain saying some things about him. And I know the funeral was not, it was aimed, I thought, in fact, I thought Meghan McCain at the funeral really politicized it, went right after Trump. And, you know, it's that, it's their funeral, they can do what they want. But having said that, I think the president needs to just back off of this. And you know, if Kenstar wants to say something, fine. I just don't think he needed to get into the fray of it.
I agree. By the way, let's plug your book here. Sideswiped is the name of the book. It's terrific. I read it like in 2 days, maybe even shorter than that. I might have, you might have had me stay up all night long, and I was, you know, bleary-eyed the next day. But it was, and in the book, you were very, very honest. I mean, look, you don't, you talk about going to prison. You talk about Jack Abramoff, all the things that happened. And then you talk about openly what happened with people that you worked with in Congress. So,
sure.
I thought it was very honest, for once, an honest, raw book on what, because you admit what happened with you, and then you talk about what happened with other people.
Well, I came up with the name Sideswipe because if you're sideswiped, somebody might hit you, but you're also maybe at fault for speeding in the car. So there was some fault to go around. Of course, Ellen Ratner made me write the book, so I did.
I love that. What did she say? Ellen's Felons. Isn't that what she calls some of you?
Yes, she made me literally write the book. Love her.
Oh, I love that. All right, so we talked about Joe Biden, but then the other story is Beto O'Rourke and the fact that he is in the race and raises over $6 million in a blink of an eye, but he also steps into it, too, with a couple of things that he said in the past, but he immediately apologizes for it. What do you think of O'Rourke's chances, and are people seeing that he's human, or what's going on there?
I think the next 3 to 4 weeks are going to determine a lot, and I'll tell you why. I asked some earthlings, I call people that aren't involved in politics earthlings, and I asked a few about Beto O'Rourke, and they said, "Oh, he's charismatic." I said, "Well, what's he about?" They said, "Well, he's Kennedy-esque." I said, "What's he about?" They said, charismatic. They don't know, okay? They really don't. He was made an icon outside Texas. A lot of people don't know. And he started this tour, and frankly, I mean, we could go over every item, but frankly, I don't think he had to apologize for what he said about his wife. He was giving her credit. It was in a joking way. She's raising the kids. She's carrying the heavy lifting of responsibility of a family, and he sometimes helps because he's out on the campaign trail. And he apologized for it. Then he apologized for the hacking group he was in. Then he apologized, you know, for two other things. And they're going to keep after him to re-apologize on these things. And I
That's
think
what
that,
happens.
Yeah. And, you know, he's unknown outside, like I said, Texas, but he's got this iconic thing and he raised money. But I think it's one of those things, you know, the national media giveth and they taketh. I think he's
away. Perfect. Perfect place to end this. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
See you on the flip side. When I wake up at
noon. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
And another edition of Show Me the Money and I'll Give You the Degree. This is the story so many people are talking about because why? I found out through a story in Bloomberg Business, this obscure story that I dug up. I shouldn't say obscure because it was really well written. But in the piece, they talk about why are we obsessed with this, right? No matter if you're listening to me in whatever small hamlet or whatever big suburb or wherever you are, what happens is we're so enraged by the fact that these manipulations happened and they were carried out for students to take the SAT or ACT with a corrupt proctor who would fix wrong answers and they would pay $500,000 like Lori Loughlin did for her two daughters and other well-known people and some just that are well-heeled and not well-known, several CEOs who jumped into that fray for the side door. I found out that there is something in us, and I guarantee you this kicks in with my Irish background. The unfairness deal triggers a part of the brain called the anterior insula. Did you know that? It causes feelings of contempt or disgust. It's the part of the brain, and as I went on to read, that actually saved the people that came before us, so our ancestors' lives, because it told them not to eat rotten, crummy meat. So what we're seeing now, the vitriol on social media that is being heaped on all these people who paid serious money to get their children into the front of the line and into the best schools is what's kicked in with the rest of us is our anterior insula is in high gear because it's not right. We're disgusted by this. That some people thought they should just get those breaks and that, you know what, here's the deal. Even if you don't like it, you can sort of understand why a university would look favorably on an application from a young woman whose parents just gave $25 million for a new student union. Schools need, what do they need? Money. But this time around, what happened was, it wasn't giving money donations to the school because you had money. It was getting a tax-deductible deal from a guy who knew how to work the system and bribed people, from sports coaches, college administrators, to those proctors from 2011 to 2018, so they could get into schools like Yale, Stanford, and the University of California at Los Angeles and Georgetown. I jokingly said this the other day, but in all seriousness, man, I had to do it the old-fashioned way. Kill myself in school and hope that I got in to Ohio University because I liked it. I went there and I realized this is the right school for me, but I'm competing because I'm out of state and I had to have a higher SAT score. And I was great when it came to the English side of the test, if you can all think back when if you took those tests, and I just blew it out. I don't even remember what score I got. I'll look it up. But it was high. And then on the math, I was average, like a little bit above average. So I took it again to try to raise the math score and hope that the English score would stay as high. And I did. It did go higher. I don't remember how many points, but I just felt better about it. But there was no bribing going on. My poor mother, who was a widow, there is no way we would have had to scrape together money if we were going to bribe someone. Plus, that's not how I was raised. We didn't even talk about that. We certainly knew that people had legacy trails and buildings and money was donated and all that sort of stuff, but not where someone was taking tests or they were photoshopping faces and faking athletics or faking disabilities, none of that. So the latest in, you know, can I get a degree, how much does it cost, is the story that breaks today, because like I said, we can't get enough of this story in a sense. If you didn't go to school and you worked yourself to death and taught your kids the value of hard work and they went into a trade school or went into a family business or whatever, good on you there too, right? So a whole different category. But this Olivia Jade, who's one of the daughters of Lori Loughlin, and she seems to be getting a lot of the attention because she was on a couple of hit shows. She's an attractive woman. Her daughters are super attractive. One of them was a, quotes, influencer, YouTube star. And, of course, everybody's pulling their products from her. And the girls aren't in school for fear of retribution because the vitriol is so high from kids on campus and other places. So now this YouTube famous daughter, Olivia Jade, is starting to get backlash from people who went to school with her. A student she went to high school with in L.A. says it makes sense to her. She says her name is Harlow Brooks. She says when this whole cheating scandal came out, I'm not going to say I was surprised because we are in that world, but she says she doesn't go to that super elite private school that she once went with Olivia Jade and her sister. She did it for 1 year when she first moved to L.A. from Northern California. She says in the school, and I believe this, and I thought about this when the story broke, in the school, there's this high-pressure materialistic culture where students drive Mercedes-Benz, Range Rover, Porsches to school. And there's like six or seven or whatever private schools in L.A., and to get into those schools, the yearly tuition is $30,000 to $45,000 every year. And the work is incredibly hard. What they have to go through in the schools, because the parents think they need to, they have homework constantly. So what the former classmate is saying is she doesn't know how she could have done all the things she did because she never even had time to breathe. She would get up in the morning, she'd have to work on her homework, she'd go to school, she'd come back, and she'd be working on the homework again. And I've seen this with my nephew, where they're getting tests on the weekend and everything else, and he's not in that kind of Hollywood school, but I'm seeing what's happening with him. So the pressure on students to succeed is extreme, and they're so stressed, she says. They're taking Adderall, they're on antidepressants, they're on anti-anxiety medications. the idea that they wouldn't have got into USC because it's the whole juggernaut of the parents want to say where their kids got in, and the kids want to be able to say where they got in, and that's it, period. Right? And then you have to wonder about the degree. What are we doing with these degrees? I think if you get a degree from, and not if it's in the medical field, in the dental field, the engineering field, computer sciences, that kind of stuff, but other degrees, what are you applying from those degrees into your job when you're out in the real world that matters that much that you're saying you went to XYZ school? I think it's just to get in the door. But for people who don't have the money, but they have the brains, and they know the same thing, that it's the secret code to get into a better job and to step out early in life and get on that treadmill. Oof. I was never good at those treadmills. But to get on that treadmill, that's why they're so furious as well, because they got knocked off the treadmill with maybe some of these spots where there was this bribing going on. And that's a lot of money. $500,000 in exchange for two daughters into the University of Southern California, and then say that they're crew athletes. I mean, we've talked about this now probably way too much. But I thought that interesting twist of why people are talking about it, why we're so disgusted, why this college admission scandal just presses on us, and that unfair, unfair button like nothing we've ever seen before. Because whether you go down that route of going to school or not, you see it and you definitely have a reaction to it. Definitely, definitely have a reaction to it. No question about it. Now, along those same lines, right, of unfair, 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 I looked at the 25 highest-paying jobs in the U.S. In fact, there was a list today, one of the papers. I want to say, I call it the pop paper. I think it was the USA Today that had it. They say the median pay across all jobs in America is $46,072 a year. But there are professions, of course, that pay much higher than that. And in looking into the best paying jobs, no surprise, right? Industrial engineers. The median annual earnings, $77,000. Computer systems analyst, $79,000 plus, because think of how many people need computer analysts, and computer programmers are over $82,000. Would you be surprised to learn dentists are like number 7 on the list? My dentist, I can attest to that. Number 1 on the list, chief executives. Median annual earnings, $119,000. They need it. They got a bribe to get their kids into schools, for goodness sake. We're hitting the mailbag next.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A new poll finds half of Americans believe President Trump the victim of a witch hunt. The new USA Today Suffolk University poll finds that trust in special counsel Robert Mueller has eroded, and half of Americans agree with President Trump's contention that he has been the victim of a witch hunt. Support for the House of Representatives to seriously consider impeaching the president has dropped since last October by 10 percentage points to 28%. In other developments, Fox News hiring Donna Brazil, former chair of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, as a political commentator 2 years after she's fired by CNN for feeding Hillary Clinton questions about debate topics during a 2016 town hall. Her conduct at CNN revealed as part of emails exposed by WikiLeaks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers deliver to home in person.
One letters, packages, papers.
All right, let's dive into the middle of all of those emails that I was sent today. Some of them have to do with Nebraska being underwater, rather. Others have to do with this new aspirin study that came out that might be confusing to some about should you be taking an aspirin every day to prevent heart attacks and strokes, or maybe you need to lay off of it. And the answer is, according to this new study, it depends on your age. And several of you, and I'm going to start here, asked me about what did I think, and I like the what do I think question. It's always going to be the answer is it's disgusting, it's despicable when somebody shoots somebody in public in the back and the head and annihilates a life because of some kind of weird terroristic dealio they have, whether they're calling themselves a white supremacist or they're calling themselves a jihadist or whatever it is. So there's the answer, the general answer every single time. I don't get it. How do you snuff out life like that? You don't even know the people, innocent people, just the scum of the earth. Sorry. So then what happened was these were what the emails were focused on. The three people killed on a tram in a Dutch city. They did arrest the suspect for it. Yay. Three people died. Five were hurt. Just a brazen, bold, bizarre thing. Jumps on a tram. Looks like a normal guy, sort of, in this kind of bustling, crazy residential neighborhood. a 37-year-old Turkey-born man, and his name was Gorkman Tanis, 37 years old. He was arrested. He had a criminal record, but that's all they're saying now, police, and then they detained somebody else. So he's still got a couple of people, like I said, in critical condition. The motive, unknown, but massive bloodshed and people killed on the spot. So what do they do there? The terror alert level was raised to the maximum 5 as soon as it happened. They shut down the area as fast as possible, key buildings across the country. And this attack comes 3 days on the heels of 50 people being killed by a white supremacist who opened fire at 2 mosques in Church Christ in New Zealand during Friday prayer. So any link between these? No, not that they know of at this point. The Dutch prime minister said the country is shaken by the assault and it's a mix of disbelief and disgust. So this one from Fred, who says, Kate, you know what? I think that we just have to understand the fact that we live in a scary world right now. We can live our lives, but we have to look over our shoulders, try to be as safe as we can. It's not our fault if something happens. And I do believe that anywhere possible, security has to be upped, whether we're talking about public transportation or we're talking about houses of worship or we're talking about schools or workplaces. This is the deal. I like that. This is the deal. It shouldn't be. It is. It's the deal. And then you could say, but there's millions of people. There's millions of places where this could happen. And why would it ever happen here? And that's the thing. Every time, and we've had some of these people on the show, it's been a long time, but we've had some people who were victims on this show of heinous crimes, and they say what we all say. Well, I was just in church, or I was just in school. I was at the university. I was in Virginia. I was wherever. If it's not going to happen here, we don't know where it's going to happen. Not to live a paranoid life, but this is what we live with now at this point. Let's go to another one. This one, along the same lines, was from Paul. Not my Paul, by the way. Paul listening to us in Illinois. And he says, Kate, wow, it's just so heartbreaking to listen to all this horrible news every couple of days where innocent people have been slaughtered and in places where there's no way someone should come in with a semi-automatic weapon. I think I heard you talk the other day about preachers struggling with, hey, should they have people with concealed and carry in the pews and ready to take aim and fire? Do they have to hire more security guards? Do they have to do the metal detector thing? And the answer is to all the above, yes. When you go into a place to worship and you want to feel tranquil and serene, you certainly can't be feeling that way if you think there's a chance that even though it's one in a gazillion that you could be hit that day. It's just something I don't think that any congregation really wants to live with or deal with. Well, I agree. And that's not 100% foolproof either, right? Somebody comes in, you don't know. And I will say this, of course, if in key positions you did have people, then there would be a much better chance that hardly any people would be wiped out because if they could take them down right away, the faster they could take them down, the person, then less people would be killed or wounded, right? Absolutely. This one has to do with the aspirin study. I knew this was going to hit people because I've always talked about this and wondered about this too. This one is from Francine and she says, Kate, I've been listening to the show. I've sent you emails a couple of times, but it's been a while. I saw a study about low dose aspirin and taking one every day to prevent a heart attack. I saw that maybe 10 years ago. I am 50 and I've been taking them because I have a family that has a history of heart attack. And now they're saying that most adults don't have, older adults don't have to take them anymore. I just caught a little bit of that recommendation. Do you know more about it? I do. I saw the whole story and then went over the story. They did a large clinical trial and they found that a low dose aspirin had no effect on prolonging life in healthy elderly people, saying, like, if you were 70 or over. If you were 70 or over and you were healthy, why would you take these low-dose aspirins? Because you could risk bleeding, so it didn't make any sense to do that. If you were younger, 40 to 75, then absolutely taking one makes sense. So you're on the right path, they believe. You know, but here the ACC and the AHA say exercise, healthy weight, avoid tobacco, a diet rich in vegetables, low in sugar, trans fats, best way to prevent heart attacks. And, of course, what do you always want when you're working late or you're exhausted or you're running around? Crummy food. I always say, you know, it is true. It's like what they say. So think vegetables. Inhale some vegetables along the way. Pack them up. Pack up that broccoli, whatever it is. But so the answer is, if you're under 75, it's not going to hurt you, according to the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology. But they reverse the idea that depending on your family background, if it would completely and not, you know, eliminate the heart attack or stroke. And I see, I think individually it could depend. So it could depend. It depends on the family background, I would say, is absolutely high on that list. All right. This is, unfortunately, sad to see, and it's on everybody's list. Once again, Mother Nature taking a weird turn because of that bomb cyclone and dumping water all over the place, particularly in Nebraska and other parts of the Midwest. So Mimi says, Kate, what were the areas that were hit the hardest? I think I heard you say you used to live in Nebraska. I did. One of my first jobs out of school was at a place called Kearney, Nebraska, NTV. The people were great to me there. It was a very, very good place to be and learn as a kid out of college. But so I've been to some of these areas, and it is shocking because you don't even think of Nebraska that way. But you forget the rivers, right? So that's the culprit. You have runoff into rivers, that bomb cyclone storm. So a winter with heavy snow and the snow melt. So now you have thousands of people, not just in Nebraska, even though Nebraska has really gotten hit by this, but Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Missouri that have this fast rising water. Three deaths blamed on the flooding. Two Nebraska guys have been missing for a couple of days. And it's pretty scary looking at this. 2,000 Iowans have left their homes since the heavy rain was triggered, you know, triggered that flooding last week. And then southwestern Iowa, out of the home. Same thing, the Missouri River flowed over and through the levees, and that's what happens. So all totaled, give or take, about 8 million people in 14 states live where a flood warning is in effect. See, it goes back to that whole thing, the water rising, the levees breaching it, going over top of it, and then that's it. And then once that happens, it's awful. I was looking at a map, and, you know, there's places dotted all over the place, like minor flooding, major flooding, and a lot of that definitely falls into Nebraska, just outside of Omaha and in between Omaha and Kansas City, Missouri. Seems to be really the worst there outside of Sioux City. Some really nasty, nasty flooding. Offutt Air Force Base had pictures posted all over the place. Large sections of the base just completely flooded. And they say the water probably won't recede until Thursday. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? So they've got National Guard responding in Lincoln and Nebraska. They had power losses, water pressure issues, so mandatory water use restrictions, no outdoor use, of course, postponing even laundry or even bathing, they're saying. I mean, this is a historic, historic flood. And that's why it's interesting. You watch what's happening someplace else in the country and you hear the word bomb cyclone and you're thinking, well, that's not here. And then you realize where that storm is headed and what could potentially happen. And flooding was predicted, but, of course, not knowing exactly how bad it would be or where it would exactly fall. Coming up next, have you filled out your office pool? I'm talking about March Madness. We're talking about it on the flip side in the Man Cave.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Ah, we're in the man cave. And you know what that means? We're talking about March Madness and filling out the brackets. In fact, let's ask Nathan, our technical maestro here on the show. Nathan, has anyone ever prompted you into filling out one of these tournament challenges, one of these brackets? Because you don't have to know anything about hoops. You're picking teams.
Nope.
Nope. No March Madness for you.
Well, I get March Madness. I just don't have to have it from the games. There's plenty of other maddening things happening this month.
That's a very good answer. I like that. Oh, I would so agree in a much different direction, I think. What happens is people do, they go nutty for the brackets, and then they try to figure out any kind of way they can get an extra edge, whether it's picking the brain of the experts or how do you forecast that. In fact, because I've been through this so many times, and I say this all the time, that my deal is that I'm a content, I'm a content purveyor, I guess, and I'm all about the content. So my three things are really politics, business, and sports. But when I've watched this grow and grow and grow and grow over the years, where people just used to watch college basketball, maybe they liked a team, and, oh, yeah, there's a little side fun betting going on. I mean, this stuff is serious business now. Even the rights to the NCAA men's basketball tournament, they go for $8.8 billion. And coaches can make more than $7 million a year. And, of course, why is that? Because of all the big money now around certain college athletics, and, of course, hoop is one of them, that's for sure. And if you just jumped on and caught this show, well, welcome. My name's Kate Delaney, and we are in the man cave, as I call it. We're talking about what we would be talking about in the man cave, which could be music and definitely sports and probably grub as well, and who the big teams will be in the end in this tournament, and who are you picking. You know, it's kind of the usual suspects, and what does that mean? And it means that if you look at the bracket and you look at the teams that are on top, like Duke, there's a great chance Duke may end up there. They're a heavy favorite. In fact, they're such a heavy favorite to win the tournament that they... If you look at where they are, they are 2-1 odds. Virginia 6-1, North Carolina 8-1, and Gonzaga 8-1 as well. But Duke is the top seed in the East, and at sportsbooks all over the place, they have them clearing the board. So much so that you have to go back to 2014 for that 2014-2015 Kentucky team, where they were almost even money to win the tournament. So there you go for that. The bracket challenge is so big. Millions of people fill it out, and they say, out of 1.3 million brackets completed in ESPN's tournament challenge in the first 3 hours after the field was released, just to give you a hint if you're filling out your brackets, Duke was picked as the winner on 53.9% of the entries. North Carolina was the second most popular choice at 11.5%. Wow. 5%. And, you know, even for these ESPNs, et cetera, it's so big. They've got this tournament challenge where you win $10,000. You can win $10,000 in Amazon.com gift cards, a trip for two to the 2019 Maui Gym Maui Invitational. Ooh, that wouldn't be bad, huh? All for filling out the bracket. And like I said, there is no science to it. I mean, you know, the upsets are mostly going to happen in the beginning rounds, in the opening rounds. But, you know, who knows? Could there be a Cinderella team? So I think putting Duke to win the whole thing is probably a smart deal. I like the play-in matches. Right? So I like the fact that you've got Belmont and Temple. I just was at Temple, and just because of my friend Elaine Pasqua, who's been on this show, I met some of the Temple basketball team, gosh, about a month ago, and they knew they were kind of on the bubble. They hadn't been to the tournament in the last couple of, you know, years, but now they're playing to get in, so we'll see if they get in or not. And then there's a bunch of other teams that are trying to make it in, too, playing in. They call them the first four. And the first four matches start on Tuesday, and then they're on Wednesday. And then officially, the tournament, I guess, is the best way to say that, starts on Thursday. So if you are going to do one of these bracket deals, you better fill it out before Thursday. Probably best to do it by Wednesday or as soon as you can, because you know what happens, you'll forget if you care about such things. Or maybe you're like Nathan, you're like, I have other March Madness things to care about, and not that. By the way, NFL getting closer and closer to draft time, but former Jacksonville Jags quarterback Blake Bortles has agreed to terms on a one-year deal with the Rams. He'll be Jared Goff's backup. Not a bad backup, but he's also used to being a starter. But he's got experience and stability, so that's pretty good to back him up, I would assume that was probably a smart move. It doesn't cost him a fortune. He's had kind of a crazy 5 years. And Jacksonville signed Nick Foles, who was incredible when he stepped in for the Philadelphia Eagles. Bortles was drafted third overall in 2014 by Jacksonville. And he's had flashes of brilliance, and then things have blown up for him. But now, obviously, he's the solid backup, and that's not a bad place for him to end up, I think. In the NBA, because there is that, professional basketball that's going on, the Cavaliers, not talked about this year, so different without LeBron James, are 18-53. They whipped up on the Pistons, 126-119, in a game that got tighter at the end. And in a much different way, if we look at teams that are contenders, the Celts and the Nuggets went at it, and that looked like that was a pretty decent game. The Nuggets won it 114-105, and Denver clinching a playoff spot. They know it because it's been that kind of year for the Nuggets. 47-22. The Raptors, there's no question, they made easy work of New York, 128-92 on a Monday night. Toronto is a really good club out of the East. How about the Spurs beating the Warriors, 111-105? The Warriors sporting that 47-22 record, the Spurs 42-29. Pretty interesting. Maybe the best game as far as high drama was the Pelicans and the Mavericks. That went into overtime. Pelicans pulled that out 129-125. Luka Doncic is so fun to watch for the Dallas Mavericks in that losing effort. 29 points and 13 boards and 10 assists. And with Dirk Nowitzki saying goodbye to the team pretty soon, he is the guy that's going to take over the rest of the way, and he has all the talent in the world, it looks like, to me. That's what the Bulls are hoping for. They need some talent, but they drained the talent away, and they are definitely looking toward next year. The Bulls at 20-52 beat the hapless Suns, equally as awful. Two teams nobody's talking about, but Chicago won it 116-101. A couple of other quick side notes. How about this? There was a long-standing ovation for D. Wade. He checked in for the first time in Oklahoma City, and people were thunderous for him there. He scored 25 off the bench in the Heat's win. You know, D. Wade, he is a popular player, but there's more to that story, that's for sure. Music means we are trailing out of here just like we are heading to the car out of the arena. Thanks for joining me in the man cave and for this hour of the show. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, America.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.